Good morning, everyone. It's time again to share the wonderful words of life with each one of our listeners. Thank you, folks, for joining us today for this radio broadcast. This broadcast comes to you from the Church of God here at God's Acres at 675 North Cedar Street in Newark, Ohio. Here now is our brother Larry Dishman to bring some good news from a far country.
I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with us over to Psalms chapter 100 and verse number 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. I'd like to speak to you for a little while on this subject. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. God's people should always be a people thanking him for his goodness, his might, his mercy, and his deliverance. Thanksgiving is defined as an act of rendering thanks or expressing gratitude for favors or mercy. Yes, each one of us have so much to be thankful for. This is a time of year, it's a public celebration of divine goodness, also a day set apart for religious services, especially to acknowledge the goodness of God, either in remarkable deliverance from calamities or dangers, or in the ordinary dispensation of his bounties. I like to read some scriptures concerning thanksgiving and praise in 1 Chronicles 16 and verse number 7. Then on that day, David delivered the first their psalms to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. The Bible said we ought to thank God among his people. And the book of Psalms chapter 107 and verse number 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. The Bible goes on in Psalms 106 and verse number 1, he said, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep his judgment and doeth righteousness at all times. Yes, thank God for his many blessings upon our lives. Thanksgiving is an immediate reaction of Christians. You know, we're living in a day and time, it seemed like that people just are not thankful. Thanksgiving is the opposite of selfishness, arrogance, and rebellion. It springs out of love and joy. When you're really thankful, that's where it comes from. The Bible says in Ephesians 5 and verse number 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, what is thanksgiving? The grateful acknowledgement of the benefits that we have received. Saints, we have been blessed. Even if you're not a Christian, God has blessed you. 1 Timothy and the first chapter and verse number 12 says, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer, a persecutor, and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly and in unbelief. Thank God for his mercy. All of us who have been saved have received the mercy of God. It's knowledge and review of the blessings we have received. We must count our blessings. Is that not what the song says? Count your many blessings. Just see what the Lord hath done. So this leads us to the question, when must we give thanks? Well, the Bible answers that question in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always. That's when we give thanks, always, for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what the psalmist said in the 34th chapter and verse number 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. We must thank God before the blessings come. If you will read in 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, verses 20 through 21, you'll find that they gave thanks unto God even before the blessings come. And that shows honor for the faith in God, His character, and His promises. We are to be thankful at all times. Now, some of us have difficulties when it comes to this area. We can be thankful when the heavens are open, right? We're thankful when God's pouring down the blessings upon us. We are thankful when everything is going well, when there's no bumps in the road. Many of us have absolutely no problem being thankful, but when problems come, we're more likely to complain. When things don't go our way, we're more likely to whine than to give thanks. But we're told to give thanks always. Amen. And even during the blessings, we're to give thanks. John 11:41 says, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. I knew that thou hearest me always. Because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And so, my friend, we ought to be thankful before the blessings come. We ought to be thankful when the blessings come. And we ought to be thankful after the blessings come. Look at the book of Daniel in the 2nd chapter and verse number 23. Daniel said, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hath given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto the king's matter. What about what the Bible has to say in the book of Luke, the 17th chapter, a very familiar passage of scripture? 10 were cleansed, but only one out of the 10 came back, fell on his face, and praised God. Give God glory. Thank God. Isn't that amazing? After this dreaded disease being healed by the power of God, that 9 of them didn't even come back to say as much as thank you. For what must we give thanks? Well, our scripture said for all things. Ephesians 5:20, give thanks always. For what? All things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the physical things, the spiritual things, the ordinary things, the extraordinary things, things received and things withheld. Thank God for all of it, because God knows what's best for us. Even the things that He withholds from us, it's for our good. Just as it was in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse number 10, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then am I strong. Paul wanted this thing to be removed. and he sought the face of God 3 times that it might be removed. But you know what? He realized that the grace of God was sufficient for this. Oh, saints of God, are we thankful as we should be? We ought to be thankful for this great salvation. Amen. This deliverance from sin, from the bondage of sin. Thank God that a sinner can be saved by the grace of God. Thank God for a wonderful life here, not to even be compared with the life to come for the child of God. Thank God for the Word of God. I'm glad for this book, the Bible. I thank God that He's preserved His Word. Thank God for memories. Philippians 1:3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. I thank God this morning for my brethren. Colossians 1:3, we give thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Thank God I had some godly parents. If you're here and you had godly parents, you got something to be thankful for. Friend, when you see that baby taken up in its mother's arms, does it remind you what your mother did for you when you was a little child? Have you ever thought about what your mother did for you, changing your dirty diapers, watching over you, washing and ironing your clothes, feeding you your meals, praying for you, waiting up when you didn't come home when you're supposed to, worrying about you, thinking about you, my friend, as her precious treasure. I thank God. Friend, my mother, when I was sick as a little boy, I can feel her hand on my forehead. I can feel her kiss on my cheek. Even now, after she's been gone for many years, I thank God for my sweet mother. What about you? Do you ever thank God? Do you ever tell your mother how much you love her, how much you appreciate her? Unthankfulness is always a bad thing, but it's most ugly when it's displayed by a child to its parents. When was the last time you thanked your father for working his fingers to the bone and raising you and providing for you? Unthankfulness to parents is a wicked and cruel thing in children. I thank God for my friends. Friend, we remember injuries. We remember insults. We remember the bad things that people have done to us over the years. But how few of us remember to thank God for those that helped us. Having come through hardships and trials as a child and a teenager and adult, this morning I give God thanks for those who have been true friends. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Some have said, well, I can count my blessings. It's those other things I just can't hardly find it in my heart to thank God for. Amen. Brother, you start looking around, you can thank God. You can find something to thank God for. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter 150:6, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. If you got breath this morning, you can praise God. You got something to praise God for. Giving thanks is a test in a profession of our faith. Think about the Apostle Paul in Philippians 1:12. Listen to what he had to say. But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened to me have fallen out into the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifested in the palace and in all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confidence by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. What then, notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and I will rejoice. Paul, rejoice. Somebody said, how can we be thankful for everything? How can you give God thanks for everything? Because of the promise in Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and them who are called according to his purpose. That's the reason we can thank God for everything, because as the child of God, everything works together for the good of them that love God. No exterior force can separate us from God, and everything God works for a blessing to his people. Well, to whom must this praise be offered? Our text tells us in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're giving thanks unto God the Father. Amen. The Father is the giver of all good gifts. James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Think about this. Everything that we have, everything that we hope to have is a gift from God. Somebody said, I'll tell you right now, I worked for what I have. Yeah, but who gave you the strength? Who gave you the ability? Who gave you the job? God gave you the job. God gave you the strength. God gave you the know-how to go out and work. Amen. Just as the Father nurtures and gives, God gives all good things. Think about what he said in Matthew, the 7th chapter, and verse number 11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? This does not limit thanks, amen, exclusively to the Father. Amen. It acknowledges that he is the giver and the cause of the blessings. 1 Timothy 1:12, and I thank Jesus Christ, our Lord, who hath enabled me, for he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. The Father gave the Son. The Son gave his life. And the Holy Spirit gave the testimony. Truly this morning, the Godhead deserves our thanks as the source and the cause of all blessings. We owe God everything. Amen. How must we give thanks to God? Our text once again, Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, dear ones, Christ Jesus is the means of all the blessings we receive. Ephesians 1:3 said, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in high places. Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and to the Father by him. We give thanksgiving with our whole being, with our hearts, with our hands, our lips, our prayers, our songs. As the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, the 13th chapter and verse number 15, by him therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. Our lives, sacrifice and service. Colossians 2, verse number 7, rooted and grounded in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therewith thanksgiving. Ingratitude reveals pride, self-reliance, self-satisfaction, and self-love. A lawyer had successfully handled a difficult law case for a very wealthy friend. Following the happy outcome of the case, the friend and the client called on the lawyer, expressed his appreciation for his work, handed him an expensive leather wallet. The lawyer looked at the wallet in astonishment and handed it back with a sharp reminder that a wallet could not possibly compensate him for a service. He said, I have you know that what I just done for you is a charge of $500. And so he handed the wallet back. And out of the 1,000 that the man put in the wallet, he took 500 out and gave it back to him with a smile on his face. We've got to be thankful whatever God does. Here's a Thanksgiving test. I wonder how many of us this past year have come short on our Thanksgiving. Wonder what kind of score God would give us on our Thanksgiving. If a recording angel has been following you around for the last month, recording every word you've spoken, every thought you've thought, interpreted every bodily response to every situation you have encountered, would such a record convince a jury that you are truly a person whose life is filled with thanksgiving? Or would you be convicted of being an ungrateful person? And even a harder question is, what is my first response when faced with a difficulty? Am I thankful or unthankful? May God help us to get to the place where we quickly thank God for what we have instead of what we don't have. How that would help us see that God is still in charge and will take care of us. Ingratitude is a terrible, terrible sin. 2 Timothy 3, verse number 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Well, what kind of times? Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, along with blasphemers, along with people that's without natural affections, despisers of those that are good, all these things. He said they was unthankful. What a sin. Unholy. Right beside unthankful is unholy. It's a sin not to be thankful. Romans 1, verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. Read this chapter. Along with the ungodliness, the terrible situation, he mentioned neither were they thankful. Unthankfulness is a sin against God. And we often forget to thank God for the blessings he's given us. That, my friend, is sin. Are there those here this morning that's guilty of the sin of ingratitude? The Apostle Paul said, in everything, give thanks. That's not just a suggestion. That's a command. Lack of thankfulness towards God is the height of ungodliness. Psalms 140, verse number 13, surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. I wonder, saints, how many blessings we forfeit because our hearts are not right,
we are not thankful to God, Paul said, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now I want to say to those of you that's not saved, you have much to be thankful for. Do you know that? And I want to mention some things. God has been merciful to you up to this point. God's been good to you. You can be thankful that you are still on this side of eternity. Sinner friend, you can be thankful that the door of mercy is still open. That's a blessing. That God's door of mercy is not always going to be open. It's going to be closed. You can be thankful the door of mercy is open. You can be thankful that God has not withdrew his spirit. He did that in Noah's day. You can be thankful that God is still speaking to your heart. You can be thankful that Christians are still praying for you. That makes a big difference. To the sinner, I encourage you, get saved, repent, trust Christ today. Do you realize, had it not been for the love and mercy of God, you would be without hope right now. You would be in hell right now if it hadn't been for the goodness and mercy of God. To the Christian, I asked you, where are you on this scale of thankfulness? Have you been thankful like you really should? I plead with you, if you're here without Christ, come to Jesus. Come to him. Repent. Trust him. In this world, there's really no hope without Christ. But if you know him, if you're saved, no matter what happens, you'll be able to say with the Apostle Paul, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Real thanksgiving comes from the heart of those who've experienced the love of Christ, who died on the cross to pay for our sins, rose from the dead to give us life and hope to overcome the world. Have you been thankful like you really should?
Thank you, Brother Dishman, for those sound words of admonition. Hopefully, you will take this message to heart. Just a reminder, dear ones, that our revival is continuing right on through the 22nd of this month. Our services today will remain the same. Sunday school will be at 9:30. The morning worship will be at 10:45. And our evening service will be at 6 o'clock. Again, Monday through Saturday, our service times each night will be at 7 o'clock. We look forward to seeing you here at this revival. I see that our time has gone again, but before we leave, this is Fred Barrows saying thank you for listening today, and hopefully you will join us again next week at the same time. So until then, we trust that God will give you a good week.